Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm here to answer your questions, 888-302-3684. Plus, we got some very important stories to cover for you. We're going to talk in just a moment about, some grim statistics about our relative health status in America compared to 16 other developed nations. The news is not good. Also, a natural sleep aid that is safe and non-sedating. New studies suggest that this may be a breakthrough for people suffering from sleep problems. Also, walnuts score high as a means of reducing cardiovascular risk in a new study. 888-302-3684. Let's start with the call from Carol in my hometown of Manhattan, New York. How are you doing, Carol?
Hi. My sister-in-law has just been diagnosed with polymyalgia rheumatica.
Yep.
And she was given prednisone.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what you would recommend for her, and why do you think that she got it? Her sedimentation rate is 104.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, and then also her, one other thing. There was some other measure.
C-reactive protein, probably
C-reactive
very high.
C-reactive protein,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, very high. Okay, yeah,
yeah,
look, this
high.
Is a condition I'm very familiar with. It usually afflicts women in the 60s, 70s, sometimes in their 80s, but not always. It can afflict men and people at different ages. And it's a body-wide inflammatory condition. It just makes you feel terrible, weak, and sick, and achy. And it is characterized, I mean, the tip-off is when you do a blood test and you find that the SED rate is very high. The sedimentation rate is a marker for inflammation. It should be under 20. In this case, it's over 100.
Yeah.
And then C-reactive protein, another inflammatory marker. We use it to predict the risk of heart disease, but it also is high in rheumatic diseases. So this is not rheumatoid arthritis. It doesn't affect the joints. It's kind of like a body-wide rheumatic disorder. And it's a condition that really responds well to natural therapies. Conventional therapy is to put patients on some steroids for a while, and that kind of works to tamp down the inflammation. Usually the condition is, you know, self-limited, but you can really hasten recovery by following a few steps. One, you got to really make sure that the patient has adequate vitamin D, because vitamin D is a real quencher of inflammation and pain. So high-dose vitamin D is recommended, and, you know, I would do so under doctor supervision, but you probably can't go wrong with 5,000 international units of vitamin D daily. And based on a blood test, we might even, you know, for a while go higher. Also, lots of fish oil, really helpful for inflammatory disorders. And the diet is important, too, because we believe that certain foods can act as promoters of inflammation. And so, you know, we can test, we can do an elimination diet, but I often suggest something akin to the paleo diet for patients with PMR. And then other supplements that are anti-inflammatory, like curcumin, can make a difference. EGCG from green tea can be helpful. And, you know, the whole panoply of antioxidant nutrients, because it's an inflammatory disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Coenzyme Q10, ubiquinol, these are all good. So, you know, depending on the capacity of your sister or sister-in-law to imbibe all these supplements, you know, we could make up a cocktail of nutrients that would help hasten the resolution of this problem. The good news is that patients do recover. It may take 6 months or a year, but we can really speed up the recovery and make patients feel great. Another important aspect of this is, you know, why is it that this occurs when people age? And why does it occur less in men than in women? Well, one of the reasons is that women have less androgens than men. And so we use a safe androgen in women to combat pain in polymyalgia rheumatica, which is DHEA. And generally, I suggest that DHEA be administered under the supervision of an experienced health practitioner, because you've got to make sure that the patient is a good candidate for it and the levels aren't going sky high. But DHEA at a dosage of maybe 25, even 50, can be helpful for alleviating the exhaustion, the debilitation of PMR. And it's anti-inflammatory. DHEA is anti-inflammatory. So there you have it. You know, that's you just got about a, you know, You got about a $2,500 consult there.
That's right. Thank you. That was extremely helpful.
Good stuff. Yeah. So, but, it, you know, I tell you, if I had a steady stream of patients with PMR at the Hoffman Center, I would be very happy to address it because it's a condition that really responds beautifully to nutritional support. So thank you for that call. All right. Bad news on the health front for America. You know, we're in a crisis in this country because we're spending more and more and more on the health of Americans. And we've recently upped the ante with Obamacare, and we've included more and more people as eligible for medical care and eligible for drugs, which essentially come to us free or discounted steeply so that many of us, yours truly not included, many of you perhaps not, but many Americans are taking multiple drugs. This is called polypharmacy. And we start with kids, with ADD medication, psychiatric drugs. We dose people from cradle to grave with antibiotics. And then when Americans reach 50 or 60, we put them on hypertensive medications, statin drugs, and anti-diabetes drugs. These are the big sellers. And, oh, by the way, lots of psychiatric problems along the way, and we use lots of those types of medications. Stomach problems, we dose with acid blockers. So what results is this yielding in terms of health rankings internationally? Well, the news is not good, because America was compared toe-to-toe with 16 other countries in a recent survey, Australia, Japan, Canada, and nations in Western Europe. And the message is very worrisome. Americans' health is even worse than we thought. We rank number 17 among 17 developed nations. We're at the bottom of the pile. To the alarm of researchers, they found, quote, a striking and consistent and pervasive pattern of poor health at all stages of life, from infancy to childhood, to adolescence, to young adulthood, to middle age and old age. You know, so what is going on here? Why should this be happening? We're not getting enough bang for our buck. We're spending at least double of what most advanced countries are spending in, per capita on health. So is it a dearth of medical care? Is it Americans are not getting enough medicine or doctor attention? Well, this study actually sheds some light on that because, you know, one assumption might be, look, there's a lot of poverty in America and there's a lot of inequality. And there's no question that that is, I think, demographically correct. The disparities are enormous between the poor and the uber rich in America, as nowhere else in the world. But is it about lack of access to health care? Well, here's a wrinkle in the study that should push back on that assumption. The authors took pains to counteract the possible assumption that U.S. numbers must be negatively skewed by poor and underserved populations, because the report cites data suggesting that even white, affluent Americans live sicker and die sooner than similarly situated people elsewhere. So the very Americans that can afford good health care, have access to lots of medicines and drug interventions, they're worse off than their peers in 16 other advanced countries. Here's from the statistics. We have the highest rate of death by violence by a stunning margin. Okay, so there's a lot of social problems in America that result in violence. And you can blame it, you know, the epidemic of, you know, too many guns. I mean, I'm not going to get in on that argument. But we are a violent country. We kill each other disproportionately and shoot each other and bludgeon each other. And, you know, we can't ban baseball bats and knives. The highest rate of death by car accident by a dramatic margin. The highest chance that a child will die before age 5. The second highest rate of death by coronary heart disease. The second highest rate of death by lung disease. The highest teen pregnancy rate. Now tell me that's, you know, that's a social problem. That is not a lack of medicine. Access to contraception? Well, no, it's about choices. The highest rate of women dying due to complications of pregnancy and childbirth. So these problems are more lifestyle issues, diet-related issues, social issues, anger, aggression, mayhem on the roads because too many people are driving impaired or distracted. And the one bright spot in this study is that Americans are more likely to survive cancer or stroke. And if we live to age 75, we're likely to keep on living longer than others. And that speaks to the issue of these high-tech interventions that keep us alive even after major medical challenges, that we're good at that. We can keep people alive, but at a very, very steep price in terms of high-tech expensive interventions. That we're good at, but in terms of the rest, we are behind all other advanced countries across the globe. So, well, that's what we're all about here on Intelligent Medicine, the proper deployment of medical resources, not necessarily more high-tech, more expensive, but more effective medical interventions that will make a difference in our health statistics. All right, 888-302-3684 is our number. And when we return, we'll take more phone calls, and we'll talk about sleep, a natural remedy for sleep that has recently been studied that may prove a breakthrough for people with sleep problems.
This traffic report from the bloodstream brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, that inbound blood flow is really slowing down now due to plaque from cholesterol, but help's on the way from Kyolic. More than 750 peer-reviewed research studies indicate that Kyolic not only keeps circulation moving smoothly, it also helps improve a number of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is made from 100% organically grown garlic, is completely odorless, and won't upset your stomach. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Look for Kyolic at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Help keep your system stay humming along with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract today.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. We got some great podcasts this week. We talked to an expert on high blood pressure and natural therapies for it. You can find those podcasts at drhoffman.com. And 888-302-3684 is our number for calls today. But if you can't call today or prefer not to call today, you can email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, radioprogram@AOL.com. And we won't individually answer all your questions in writing, but we will use your questions as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast. And you can listen to the podcast and get your question answered on the air. It's radioprogram@AOL.com for questions. All right, let's talk to Susie in San Diego, California. How you doing, Susie?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, thanks. What's your question?
Well, I suffer from hormone, like estrogen dominancy.
Yes.
And I have real, like, cases of hot flashes in the summertime. I just sweat constantly. Just you don't know when it's coming. And then when you do, it's like you just walked out of the shower. You're just drenched.
Yeah.
And it's like totally I have too much estrogen. And
well,
I'm
so how do you know that you have too much estrogen? Was it tested? Were you told that you have this condition?
Well, I've taken, I was tested a little bit higher on level on blood, hormone blood levels
mm-hmm.
of estrogen.
And
yeah.
how old are you, Susie?
I'm 46.
Okay, so that's really it. Let me explain to our listeners, yeah. and you can listen in on the answer, what this is. Estrogen dominance. Well, you know, sounds like some kind of, you know, S&M, like you're wearing black boots and carry a whip or something like that. But no, estrogen dominance is a condition that afflicts many women, especially prior to menopause. It seems that what happens is your estrogen starts to go up, 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 and your progesterone, which is a counterbalancing hormone, goes down, down, down. And one of the reasons for that is that women may menstruate, but they stop ovulating every month. And that's why it's a little harder to get pregnant when you're in your 40s, because you're not making an egg. But the result is an imbalance, and it makes you feel lousy, and you feel, you know, cranky and irritable and weepy. And you may put on pounds. You may find that you're going up in bra size, and the fat deposition is around your hips. And it is associated with also insulin resistance. Or fat around the belly. And so how do you get the estrogen out? I mean, it's one thing if you don't have enough, you can give estrogen, but how do you bring it down? Well, estrogen's metabolized through the liver, so you have to avoid alcohol. You have to use some things to help promote liver function, like milk thistle. You can use calcium D-glucarate. You can use Breveil, which is a potent extract of flax to help lower estrogen levels. You can also use a little bit of topical progesterone to reestablish the balance. Anything you can do to reduce excess body weight will help, because fat cells are factories for estrogen in your body. So these can be helpful. Exercise, too, is helpful, because exercise can help to bring down your estrogen levels. If you're constipated, you want to make sure you're going to the bathroom regularly, because constipation will raise estrogen. We know that constipated women, for example, have a higher risk of high estrogen. So these are some of the things that we suggest for estrogen dominance. And, you know, there's a nice article at drhoffman.com about estrogen dominance. We actually run it down.
Right, because, I mean, my problem is, like I said, I have all the symptoms, and I have all, and should I be, doctors don't help me out. I don't want to get on any.
This is a matter for, I guess, integrative doctors to be looking at, because conventional doctors will more deal with, you know, they'll give you D&Cs, you know, they'll give you the breast exams and biopsies if necessary. They're more concerned about just cancer prevention. But, you know, natural medicine is a way to address this. So check out an article, Google estrogen dominance at drhoffman.com, and you'll find a lot of answers. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684, should you care to call us. But we got stuff to talk about, including a potential safe natural sleep aid. I opened my copy of the Journal of the American College of Nutrition and found this, an article about theanine, or sometimes referred to as L-theanine. What is it? It's an amino acid abundantly and exclusively found in tea leaves. You know, in contradistinction to coffee, tea produces a relaxing effect. They both contain caffeine, a little less caffeine in tea, but tea has a relaxing effect. That's why tea time in England, or what used to be tea time before Starbucks invaded, was a time to sort of chill out and relax and, you know, get focused, become more productive. So theanine, according to much research, induces relaxation within 30 minutes after oral intake by generating alpha brain waves. These are associated with a relaxed yet alert state of mind. Studies of meditators show that they produce high levels of alpha brain waves, which are not the type produced during sleep, but produced during calm relaxation. So, you know, we got a lot of sleep aids. Certainly the drugs are available, but many people are unhappy with the drugs because the drugs, well, they all have side effects, and they can leave you hungover. They can produce an unsatisfactory sleep. They talk about not just sleep quantity, but sleep efficiency, or what is sometimes referred to as sleep architecture, which means if they study the sleep of someone who's taken a knockout pill, they may be, you know, lying motionless for longer, but the actual physiological sleep that's supposed to be refreshing and restorative, it's not the same. It's an artificial type of sleep. So we're looking for natural things that can promote sleep. And, of course, there's melatonin, and there are things like passion flower and valerian. We use a product at the Hoffman Center called Insomnitrol. It's available at drhoffman.com, which combines all these plausible agents. But theanine hasn't been studied that much for sleep. And there's a review of theanine in this edition of the Journal of the American College of Nutrition. So they studied it first in men, and they had them take 200 milligrams of L-theanine an hour before bed. And this was a randomized double-blind placebo-controlled crossover study. It was the best kind of study, where they gave them either the 200 milligrams of theanine or a sugar pill, and then they switched it around. And what they found was kind of interesting. It improved the quality of sleep. It did not knock people out and make them fall asleep faster, but it improved the quality of sleep. And most importantly, the subjective reports of the people who got the theanine were that they felt more refreshed and less exhausted, less fatigued the morning after with the theanine, suggesting that they had deeper sleep. They also attached devices to these folks. By the way, a lot of things like these wearables. They tell you how many steps you've taken. They can also tell you about, you know, whether you're thrashing around during sleep, thus characterizing the quality of your sleep. They have accelerometers in them, these devices that you put on your wrist or around your neck, and they'll tell you if you're sleeping efficiently. Well, according to the actigraph results, they confirmed that while the theanine did not induce sleep, the theanine was effective in improving the quality of sleep because there was less thrashing around and there was reduced morning fatigue and a more refreshed awakening. Okay, well, that's for men. Study in women. A lot of women in menopause have trouble sleeping. It's about a hormonal thing. With or without hot flashes, sleep quality is affected in those years 50 to 65 and beyond. So they looked at 20 subjects in the 50 to 65 age group. They gave them the same dose, 200 milligrams of L-theanine or placebo an hour before bed, and they also documented improvements in sleep quality, dream quality, and recovery from exhaustion with L-theanine. So they even tested it in kids. And why in kids? Well, kids have insomnia, and it causes attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. It affects them the next day. It affects their learning. It affects their moods. And so they tested this in 93 boys aged 8 to 12 with ADHD. They were given the same amount. They didn't even scale down the amount. They gave them 200 milligrams of L-theanine or placebo. And what they found was really interesting. The kids slept better. There was a 23% lower incidence of waking up during sleep. And most importantly, the parents noticed a substantial improvement in behavior, such as anger and oppositional behavior, in the L-theanine-treated kids. So good stuff when it comes to males, females, and children. But what about the safety, and what about the potential for it to cause sedation the next day? So another study, they looked at the effects of L-theanine on a daytime drowsiness in 27 healthy male daytime workers. And what they found was that L-theanine subjects were equally alert in terms of responding with correct answers and reaction times as those who didn't take the theanine. So this is in contradistinction to most sleep-inducing substances. Even some people tell me that when they take melatonin, they feel hungover. Not always, but sometimes. Passion flower, pretty effective for sleep, but sometimes people find it difficult to tolerate. Valerian, pretty effective also. A misconception is that valerian is natural Valium. It sounds like Valium, but it's not. It's something that helps with sleep. You can take GABA. That also is sometimes helpful for sleep. By the way, one of the mechanisms by which theanine seems to work is that it helps to release GABA, and therefore it can be taken in the daytime for anxiety. And unlike Valium or Ativan or Xanax, it's not going to make you drowsy or make it challenging to operate machinery or to drive. Good news in this study about theanine. This research paper is entitled In Search of a Safe Natural Sleep Aid, and we'll put up a reference at drhoffman.com so you can check it out in detail. All right, this item, walnuts. Eating a handful of walnuts each day might help keep the doctor away, or at the very least the cardiologist away. People in this study added 2 ounces, or about 14 walnuts, to their daily diet for 6 months. And they tested them. They had improvements in blood vessel function. They had reductions in bad LDL cholesterol. And when the blood vessels don't function properly, well, you're at higher risk for cardiac events. So, you know, what's going on here? The walnuts help to stabilize blood sugar. They help to improve the cholesterol profile. They directly work on the endothelium, the lining of the blood vessels, improving vascular function, and they may help to also control blood pressure. Seems to be an awful lot of walnuts. What I do is I snack on walnuts. I also sometimes sprinkle walnuts on my salad. I get the chopped walnuts, so it's easier, and it's a great way to add a little crunch to your daily salad, along with extra virgin olive oil. That is a very, very tasty way to enjoy your salad. All right, this item. More than half of U.S. doctors experience burnout. This, to me, is just a terrible, terrible phenomenon. According to the lead author of the study, things are unfortunately getting worse for physicians. We are destroying a profession in America, because we're adding all kinds of pressures and demands for documentation. We're narrowing the discretion of doctors to offer prescriptions and therapies to their patients. We're making the practice of medicine scary by amping up on malpractice claims. And you know, ultimately, this is causing serious problems. 54% of U.S. doctors experienced at least one symptom of burnout in 2014, compared to about 46% of doctors in 2011. Only 41% of all doctors said that they were satisfied with a balance between their work and personal lives. That's down from about 49% in 2011. Things are definitely getting worse. The study team notes that 75% of doctors now work for large healthcare organizations. They're no longer autonomous. They are employees. And as a result, the prestige, the economic rewards, the freedom to implement good science in the service of patients is curtailed by protocols and algorithms and cookie-cutter medicine, along with enormous amounts of bureaucratic paperwork. This is causing a lot of doctors to feel burnout, and potentially to gifted doctors are leaving the field of medicine. And I think this is really terrible, because we want to keep our doctors happy, balanced, well-rewarded, idealistic, and this is no longer the case in America. And the American public is going to be the ultimate victim of this situation. It's bad for the doctors, but it's worse for their patients, because you want to have a happy doctor, a doctor who is excited and idealistic about what he or she is doing. 888-302-3684 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity, and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And magnesium is super important. It is responsible, or it is active in over 300 essential biochemical reactions in the body. And there are many forms of magnesium that you can take. Magnesium oxide, the cheapest, is not very well absorbed. Magnesium citrate is a little bit better absorbed, but it also causes a laxative effect, which is beneficial in some patients. Some patients take magnesium solely for the laxative effect, and then you get a little bit of magnesium absorption, but mostly comes out with your poop. Then there's magnesium glycinate. There's magnesium aspartate. There are many forms of magnesium. And now I'm exploring the use of a new premium form of magnesium called magnesium L-threonate. Magnesium L-threonate. It's a type of chelated magnesium, chelated with an amino acid threonine. Magnesium L-threonate is available as a product called Protosorb Magnesium. And I believe that's, you can look it up at drhoffman.com. It's a product available at drhoffman.com. The reason I mention it is because some new research is suggesting that this form of magnesium may be more absorbable, and it gets to places where it needs to get to. So the problem with magnesium, it just, you know, a lot of it just doesn't get properly absorbed. It goes out in the stool, or it cannot cross the blood-brain barrier, where it may play an essential role in slowing the progression of Alzheimer's disease. So new research has shown that oral administration of magnesium L-threonate alleviated cognitive decline in mice by suppressing amyloid beta deposition. Amyloid beta is the stuff that gunks up the brain of Alzheimer's patients and causes fibrillary tangles, which kind of look like mixed up wires under the microscope. And so the researchers say, quote, we hope that our findings will help improve clinical practice pertinent to the optimal administration of magnesium for delaying or even preventing the onset of Alzheimer's disease. And they believe that this may also be applicable to a stroke, brain injury, asthma, chronic pulmonary heart disease, cardiac arrhythmias, and even heart attacks and heart muscle damage that occurs in coronary artery disease. So what? How does it work? Magnesium L-threonate may help to deliver more magnesium to the brain. The findings showed elevated levels of magnesium in the brains of genetically modified mice who were treated with it, sufficient for inhibiting the development of Alzheimer's disease. The product is called Protosorb Magnesium. And, you know, the other way I'm using it is, since magnesium has a lot to do with anxiety, it may be that low levels of the magnesium in the brain trigger anxiety. And therefore, for my patients suffering from anxiety, depression, I'm giving them magnesium L-threonate or Protosorb Magnesium. So an interesting new product. It's a premium form of magnesium, a little pricier, but may be a valuable tool for getting magnesium to where you want it to go. All right. Flu season, a lot of people pushing vaccines. Interesting problem with the flu vaccine. Scientists can't quite figure this out. While the government is unwavering in support for the annual flu vaccine, a new study suggests that there is a problem. They're still saying that we should get the vaccine every year, but, and this is interesting, it turns out that in a study of 7,000 people, the very fact of having a vaccine in a prior year may neutralize the effects of a vaccine in the subsequent year. So the scientists who are looking at this, they're in a tough spot because they can't buck the CDC's recommendations that people get a vaccine every year. But they got to be honest and point out that having had a vaccine before can make it less likely, the year before can make it less likely that you respond to the vaccine. So it's a bit of a, you know, it's a wrench being thrown into the vaccine paradigm. And this interesting study points to an effective way to prevent seasonal flu in school children, and that is by administering vitamin D. In a study done in 2009, they looked at children who had received 1,200 international units of vitamin D versus children who did not receive the vitamin D. And what they found was quite interesting. The study suggests that vitamin D supplementation during the winter may reduce the incidence of influenza, and it also reduced the incidence of asthma, because having the flu often causes, you know, respiratory changes that lead to an exacerbation of the flu. Well, the kids who received the vitamin D, asthma attacks were less frequent as when they, even if they came down with the flu. So the study suggests that vitamin D, you know, supplementation taken for a year with a dose ranging from 200 to 2,000 IU in school children has been shown to be safe, and they set the optimal dose at 1,200 international units. And although this dose may seem a little high for you know, small kids, the dosage was safe and it was effective for reducing the incidence of the flu. So very interesting new study. All right. You know, often it's been pointed out that we need more medical care. More medical care is essential, and that in the absence of medical care, people suffer. Well, here's a study, and this is actually not the first time that a study of this kind has come out. This is a result that we see again and again historically. I think the first study of this kind was done in the 1970s. They looked at doctor strikes, and similar studies have been done when they're like big conventions where all the doctors go to a certain convention, like there's a cardiology convention, and then they look at the number of people who die of heart-related problems. And they find that paradoxically, when doctors go on strike or when doctors go on convention and there's no doctors in town, patient deaths decline, and people seem to be better off. So this study done in, it was actually researchers at Harvard Medical School, looked at the relationship between doctor strikes historically. California in 1976, Jerusalem in 1983, again in when doctors in Croatia went on strike, they found that there was no increase in harm to patients or increase in the death rate. So suggesting that maybe, just maybe, we're over-medicalized. Not that we should tell you never to go to the doctor, but this illustrates an interesting phenomenon. All right. Thanks very much for joining us. Have yourselves a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.